1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Ahead of more peace talks expected today in Qatar, demonstrations taking place in Tel Aviv Saturday, calling for Israeli leaders to reach a peace deal with Hamas and negotiate the release of hostages. Evacuations ordered not far from Iceland's capital as a volcano has begun erupting for the fourth time in 3 months. Tourist Melissa Izer is there with her husband and says sirens went off before they had to evacuate.
They handled it very, very well. No one seemed out of control or crying or anything. Everybody was steady and prepared, and they prepared it very well and took good care of us to make sure we all got out okay.
Iceland's famed Blue Lagoon geothermal spas also evacuated. Police in New York investigating a shooting in a Manhattan park on Saturday. Authorities say two bystanders were wounded and are in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Voters in Russia casting ballots Saturday on a second day of voting in an election sure to give President Vladimir Putin another 6 years in power. This is ABC News. Federal health officials monitoring a growing number of measles cases. Chicago dealing with a rise in several schools. ABC's Michelle Franzen with more.
The measles outbreak in the U.S. has health officials sounding the alarm. The CDC logging nearly 60 confirmed cases across 17 states so far this year, as many reported cases in all of 2023. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says this virus is highly contagious.
If one person has the measles, 90% of the people around them can also catch it if they're not already protected, usually by vaccination.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
An extermination attempt of mice is planned for a remote island near Antarctica, as scientists say the population has exploded out of control and now they're eating seabirds, causing major harm to the island's biodiversity. Crews are planning to drop tons of rodent poison from helicopters in order to carry out the mass extinction. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, we got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace. And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, get it moving, get it moving.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Media, because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
the it's only glass. It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jesus ain't easy.
words like I do. So give me all your money.
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is 20 Watt Tombstone, Chosen Few. That's the title track to their 2023 release. Before that, Prophet Man off that same album. Of course, 20 Watt Tombstone out of Wausau, Wisconsin. Good evening, WXCO, Bull Fall Bull Falls Radio listeners. Happy to have you along. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. Coming up in the show tonight, we got music from Avenues. We'll do some of Baden's End, Else just around the corner, and also Where is the Key? Michelle's going to check in after 10:30 this evening with her conversation with Casket Robbery. Looking forward to that. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. If you want to text the show, please do so. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can text me right from the Civic Media app. Let's do some brand new something to do. It's Sweet Caffeination. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Right. searching for one. I won't trust anyone. A child's a broken, left questioning. Where have you gone? What have you become? Did I deserve this? Will I ever know? For all of this lost time, drowning in my penance, 'cause you left your kids behind. A child from a kid left questioning.
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Abaddon Zen and their latest song, Abstinence in Adolescence. Before that, we heard some Avenues. They were on with M. Shell a couple weeks ago. You can catch the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Where is the Key? And their song Echoes, and Else in that set as well with More to See. I am Jimmy K. We have more to hear here on Max Inc. Heavy. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear the conversation between M. Shell and Casket Robbery, plus Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Green Delivery Service, legal hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, and smoking accessories delivered right to your door. Serving Dane County, and you can order online right now at greendeliveryservice.company.site. And by Carbon 4 Brewing. I'm having one of those right now. Yum. It's located on Madison's East Side, making high quality beers with the best ingredients. Be sure to stop by their tap room too for all the great tasting experiences, local snacks, and live music. Check them out online at carbon4.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your flesh is just seemingly pulling away without any difficulty.
Everybody, this is M-Shell, and you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I'm here with Megan of Casket Robbery. We just heard their song Postmortem off their album Rituals of Death. Megan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello.
Awesome. Well, for those of you who don't know who Casket Robbery is, you're definitely missing out. Megan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Casket Robbery?
We are a Madison-based horror-influenced death metal band. We've been around for, a little over, since 2012, 13. But yeah, death metal is our jam.
And you all do such a wonderful job. Every time I see you live, I'm just blown away. Your vocal presence, your stage presence, everything's just top notch.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That's always like my favorite thing to hear. I love being on stage. I get to go up there and be this scary, crazy little creature night after night, and I really love that.
Yep, and then you get to talk to people. You know, when I finally actually talked with you off stage, I'm like, she's so sweet. Like, where does she pull this from?
That's always my favorite thing too.
Tell me a little bit about like the influences where you guys pull from for writing music and for your stage performances.
Yeah, so writing, we pull through from various sources like Musical.ly and stuff. Obviously, we all have our like individual influences, but we're mostly influenced by horror, whether it's through movies, through books. I read a lot, and really just pulling a lot of those elements to bring it into our writing process, into our lyrics, into our kind of whole brand that we've kind of made. Our stage look and stage presence has definitely developed over the years. We'll try new things out, and we're kind of just still adding and trying to beef up all that stuff. We've added some light things and visual elements to our stage show this past year, so I'm excited to kind of expand on that.
Awesome. And you guys are going on tour. I saw it kicks off April 6th. I know I saw New York on the list. Where all are you stopping on this tour?
Oh my goodness. So this one, yeah, this is going to be a fun little spring run with our friends in Knights of Malice. We're doing this quick little kind of headlining run through like Ohio, New York. I think we hit Maryland, New Jersey. Then we head south through the Carolinas, Tennessee, kind of hitting all those back up in a big loop back up to Wisconsin.
That's a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite kind of loops, you know. I mean, everybody talks about the West Coast being where it's at, but you can hit so many awesome places, like from the East Coast to Midwest.
Yeah, and you can do it so quickly, too. We can have this really tight, I mean, two weeks is kind of quick for us with the tours that we've been doing the past few years, but I'm looking forward to this little spring run and to seeing a whole lot of new faces. And we're playing a lot of venues that we haven't played yet, so I'm pretty excited for that too.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. So bringing things back to Wisconsin for a bit, we do want to thank everyone for listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I am here with Megan of Casket Robbery, and we are discussing their music and upcoming shows. So Megan, you're talking about tour. Do you have any Wisconsin shows coming up?
So our only Wisconsin show this far is for Milwaukee Metal Fest, the weekend of the 17th, 18th, 19th, 16th too. There's a pre-party that night, but we are heading back to Milwaukee Metal Fest on Sunday, the 19th of May.
I'm planning on checking out, if not all of the days. I had H1Z1 on the show a couple weeks ago, and they talked about the pre-show that they're really hyped up. Really, this is such a great event that showcases the wonderful metal scene that we have that's thriving here in Milwaukee, but really all over Wisconsin. And so you guys also played last year.
We did. We had so much fun last year, and we are incredibly grateful that Jamie and that everyone kind of asked for us to come back. We had a lot of people in our corner asking to bring us back. So we're looking forward to it. I highly suggest going for the entire weekend. We did that last year and got to hang out with everyone, got to see just so much music constantly. It was an absolute blast, and we cannot wait to head back.
Yeah, it's a great lineup. Obviously, very, very well deserved to be on both years. I'm really excited for you and everything that you have, all these opportunities coming up for you. Do you have any music in the works?
We do. We are actually currently recording our next full-length album. Later today, I'm actually going to finish up my last few things on our first single that we'll be releasing this spring. So that is definitely in the works.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, congrats and good luck in the recording process. I know that's always kind of every band, every recording studio have their different strengths and challenges to go through. What are some challenges that you faced in recording?
I think it's just getting to be like with vocally, especially with this album, I'm really pushing to try new things with my voice. And expanding on my vocal ability and the things that I've been practicing. So it's interesting sometimes being in the booth and trying to figure out like what kind of vocal I want to do in this part, or if I want to do a high, or if I want to do a weird little gutturally low. And, so that's been really fun. The boys have all had all their input and make me do these weird sounds. And, so that's kind of the biggest thing right now is being okay with the final product. I'm such a perfectionist that it's hard to be like, well, no, I can get a better take. Let's do that. So that's been fun and a struggle.
Yeah, and you can definitely do a lot of different things with your voice. It's very impressive.
Thank you so much.
So, Megan, where can we find your music and help support Casket Robbery?
So we are on all streaming platforms and all social media platforms. The easiest way for people to find us is www.casketrobbery.com. You'll find links to absolutely everything, along with our tour updates, which we'll be announcing a few more tours this year that we're stoked about, and just all of our merch, at which we take a lot of pride in the things that we put out for merch, and just any news coming our way.
Awesome. And I love your website. It's absolutely sick.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you again, Megan. Absolutely. Have a wonderful tour. Safe travels to you and the crew.
Thank you so much. We will have a blast. And thanks for having me on here.
Absolutely. Take care. Stay tuned, everybody. We are about to play Casket Robbery's The Hideous off their newest album, Rituals of Death, here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, where we bring you the best original punk, hard rock, and metal from Wisconsin bands and beyond. We are local music.
Yeah!
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Casket Robbery and The Hidden, The Hideous. Post-mortem before the interview there. Thanks to M. Shell for hanging out with Casket Robbery. And thanks to Casket Robbery for joining M. Shell this week. If you missed any part of that interview, don't forget it will replay tomorrow, Sunday, here on across the Civic Media Radio Network at the same time. And you can grab the podcast on Monday at maxincradio.com. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Hey, we got Essential Last Crack just around the corner. What is your Essential Last Crack? We'll find out. Two songs, a double dip of Last Crack coming up after 11 o'clock right here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, we got Lords of the Trident and right now Mickey Magnum, Avenging Spirit. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Rivers of flame, turning the land to ash, followed by the followers of creatures slaying as they went. The Dark Lord is risen again, breaking the siege at last. King rode out all alone and raised by the death. His eyes glowed brighter than stars. Strode up to the gates, his horn sending a blast. The Dark Lord accepted his challenge, rising from his old throne. A tiny bright light and a large dark shadow ready to come to blows. It was a fight, they could die, the king was ready for that. His shadow devoured the light. Mixing his shield, sword against blade, rainbow wide steep. Mixing his shield, sword against blade, grand is the spree. Mace against shield, sword against blade, light of the valor. Mace against shield, sword against blade, burning the shadow. Bronn came down like thunder, the king darts like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, who's never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his neck. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half. The Dark Lord roared with fury and began to strike. Yeah.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.